So you're sleeping along the snooze highway, and then you hit some bumpy spots that keep you awake. You can cruise past this, right? But when does lack of sleep become a problem?
When issues occurring at night affect the ability to function during the day.
And take it from an expert. That's Upstate University Hospital Professor of Neurology, Dr. Antonio Calabres. He explains the importance of National Sleep Day, and getting some extra Z's is nothing to put off or to think of as annoying. He calls a good night's sleep one of the pillars of good health, coupled with a balanced diet and exercise. He also suggests resetting your body clock to a routine.
Rules like going to bed at the same time every day and getting up at the same time every day, including weekends, and then sensical things like not drinking coffee late at night, not having heavy meals shortly before going to bed.
He says if people nod off at inappropriate times and are beyond drowsy, that's a concern. About 1,000 deaths happen annually because people fall asleep behind the wheel. Dr. Calabres says a primary care physician can determine if patients should be seen by a specialist.
Gasping and the lapses in respiration and the drops in oxygen saturation, which are so risky.
The fragmentation of low-quality nocturnal sleep, according to Calabres, causes people to become very sleepy the next day. The most common disorder for sleep is sleep apnea, which ranges from mild to severe. Sleep disorders affect about 17% of men between the ages of 50 to 70 and only 9% of women. John Smith, WAR News.